Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. And it takes a lot, first thing in the morning, to make me giggle. And this indeed did that. And it was a City of Scranton hiring notice. And here's the title of the position. We are looking for casual property stabilization and enhancement person. A casual property stabilization and enhancement. When you look into it, it's basically a fancy name for a maintenance worker. Qualifications: must possess a valid state of Pennsylvania driver's license and ability to maintain records and daily logs. So I look at it casual, well, part-time or temporary. Property stabilization and enhancement. Well, you're going to maintain the property and enhance the property. So you're basically a custodial porter. So you look at duties and responsibilities when you go into this. And it says, responds to and performs tasks to abate nuisances, overgrowth, graffiti, litter, abandoned property maintenance, illegal dumping, etc., within the City of Scranton. Revitalize vacant and overgrown lots through property maintenance. Removes dumping and debris from sites within the City of Scranton. Additional duties include mowing, snow removal, preparing athletic fields, tree trimming, planting, trash pickup, repair, painting, fertilizing and mulching, general maintenance of abandoned property and city green spaces and facilities cleaning. Works closely with the City of Scranton Public Works, code enforcement and park maintenance, and maintain and enforce city blight remediation ordinances. Other related necessary duties as required by the department director supervisors. Well, here's the thing. You would think that this falls under the Department of Public Works, right? Sounds like it. Every job duty that's listed in the duties of responsibility would be someone for the Department of Public Works. But here's the thing. And I believe this position was a brainchild of Councilman King and Schmerl. And it was to fall under the Department of Public Works, which at this time does not have a director, does not have an acting director, really doesn't have anybody in charge of anything. But you would think the work would fall under that as well. No, this, from what I'm being told, this position, casual property stabilization and enhancement, which is a temporary, not more than 6 month position. So just enough to get past the election, right? Let's make the city look nice up until the election, and then we really don't care what's happening after that, right? Well, you have to ask yourself a couple of things. Is there someone doing this job now, the casual property stabilization enhancement, or was there someone hired to do that job? What's their status? Where are they? Why do we need a temporary person to take this position now? I'm also told that this is going to fall under the clerical union, not the Department of Public Works union, therefore causing issues with union grievances, which may cost the taxpayers of Scranton lots of money if it goes to arbitration and such like that. So a couple of questions here. First, the fancy name screams Harvard to me. Casual property stabilization and enhancement. Which Democratic textbook did you get that nonsense out of? And of course, you know, the brainchild of two administration-friendly city council members, Bill King and Council President Schmerl. And again, there's questions that should be asked to the administration, the mayor specifically. Is there anyone doing this job now? Has anyone ever been hired for this job? What's their status? Why is this only a temporary position, and why isn't it falling under the Department of Public Works when everything in the duties and responsibility screams the Department of Public Works? Why only up for 6 months, not to exceed 6 months? There's still not going to be blight. There's still not going to be snow plowing. There's still not going to be issues after, let's say, January. And their duties, other related and necessary duties required by the department director and supervisors. Well, there is no department director of public works. We can't seem to get or hold one of them either. And there's no acting like there normally would be. So it screams a lot of questions here. Questions we're looking for answers for, but it's on my radar, Mayor PGC. And as you move forward into your election or two season, we'll be sure to ask you these questions. It's 5:42 here at WILK. Time for weather. We'll get the traffic. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Tonight, clear, low 58. Tomorrow, some sun and clouds, high 87. Wednesday, sun and more clouds, high of 85. Thursday, spotty showers, a high of 83. Almost said sporty showers, but it could be that too. Right now, it's currently 83 degrees here at your official weather station, WILK.